Griffin Dunne and Amy Robinson make movies they would like to go see. They don't think of their movies as package deals or star vehicles, but as producers of four feature films with modest budgets, they work with some very interesting directors, Joan Micklin-Silver, John Sayles, and Martin Scorsese. Sidney Lumet directed their new film, Running on Empty, which is scheduled to open next month. It's about two radicals who went underground in the late 60s, and now their oldest son wants to stop living like a fugitive. Dunne and Robinson didn't become producers by rising through the ranks of some Hollywood studio. Dunne says there are no models for the way he and Amy Robinson operate.
I really can't think of very many examples of other producers that I can compare Amy and I to, because we came into it in such an odd route, that being that we were both actors, frustrated ones at that, and we became producers sort of right off the bat. We were drawn to this profession by material. The material in the first case was a film directed by Joan Micklin-Silver called Chilly Scenes of Winter. And we were very taken with the material. It was a movie that we wanted to get made, and we really loved these characters. And we were fortunate enough to get it off the first time out.
I know that some producers insist that there's a certain amount of audience testing before a movie is let loose on the real movie-going public. And I was wondering if you ever indulge in that kind of thing in your films.
Well, it's not necessarily the producers as much as the studios that do that kind of thing. And they do it for different purposes. They do it for market research, and sometimes they do it for the actual content of the film. I think for market research, it may serve a purpose, I think, in terms of messing around with the content of your movie. It's not a very good idea.
I mean, you put your movie in the hands of an audience who, they look at the movie, they have an immediate reaction, they laugh in the right places or cry in the right places, hopefully. But then when it's all over, they're being given these cards with sort of essay questions about what did they least like about the movie, and then they have to really think about what they least liked about the movie and what they liked best, and it's sort of an unnatural environment. I mean, you can really only walk away with, you know, learning maybe 5 or 10% about your movie. The rest is really more for the studio.
What you really get more out of is sitting in the audience and just feeling the reaction. Yes.
Where do you like to go to feel the reaction?
Anywhere.
And then also we just sort of hang around by the door and listen to people talk about it when there aren't studio people asking them. You know, when they talk to their friends, you sort of get the real reaction.
You do so much as producers when you make a movie that I wonder if you're really skeptical of the theory, the auteur theory, when the auteur is seen as the director. You know, when it's seen that it's really the director who is the main person behind the movie.
Well, I do think that when you're a producer and when you develop material the way we do, at a certain point when a director comes onto the picture, you give it over in a lot of ways to the director. But hopefully that will be a very collaborative experience. I do believe film is a collaborative art form.
Is it hard for you when you get to that point where you've hired the director and in a way you're handing the film over to them?
Sometimes.
I was thinking it might be the kind of thing where you see the film as your baby and the director sees it as his or her baby.
Well, you hope that you're on the same track, mm-hmm. and that you don't feel that you're giving it over to someone who is now changing everything that you think is right. Then you've probably made the wrong decision in terms of the director.
I mean, our experience has always been, you know, knock on whatever this is here, wood, have always been really good. We've worked with very strong directors, Sayles, Scorsese, and now Lumet, who really know what they want and are really assured about the kind of movie that they want to make. And luckily, they've always been, you know, in those cases, exactly the kind of movie we wanted to make. I think it's much better to turn your movie over in the hands of somebody who is assured and can really put their assurance and trademark on that film than to turn it over in the hands of someone who is less sure of themselves and is, you know, afraid of making choices.
One of the directors who you've worked with is Martin Scorsese. You produced the film After Hours, which he directed. Griffin, you starred in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy, you had starred in his first big film, Mean Streets.
Right.
And I was wondering if it was awkward at all to be the producers of a movie directed by someone with the stature and talent of Scorsese, someone, Amy, who you had worked with, and who I'm sure, and some of you probably saw even as a teacher. Maybe that's being presumptuous.
Well, I think that it wasn't difficult, actually. It made things a lot easier in a lot of ways because I felt that I knew Marty quite well. Mm-hmm. I think when we were doing Mean Streets, we were all very young. I don't think I did think of Marty as a teacher. It was his third feature film, and he was very talented and energetic, and but he, you know, was not an old master at that point.
Griffin, what's it like when you're producing a movie that you're also starring, and every time you do an extra take, do you feel guilty because you're spending extra money on this extra take?
Not for a second.
But his partner makes him feel guilty.
Yeah, she tried to. That was actually, you put your finger on the only sort of, the major sort of conflict I had when I was producing After Hours and acting in it, during the acting, I just tried to not think about the producing. And Marty likes to shoot a lot of takes. But then I would go back to the trailer, and Amy and Bob Colesbury, our other partner, would ask me how many takes we did, and tell me how much over we were on the film budget, and it would make me very nervous and anxious, which was also then good for the movie, and I get nervous and anxious, and then go and act for Marty. So it all sort of worked out pretty good.
I guess you were really lucky that the character is supposed to be nervous, anxious, and neurotic.
Exactly, I think they planned it.
Amy, how come you gave up acting when you started producing?
It was just kind of a natural progression. Once we started producing, my acting career wasn't going tremendously well, and I did do some acting after we had produced our first film, but I found that producing provided me with a lot more control over my life, and creatively, being involved with projects from the very beginning to the very end, right, to going to the movie theaters and see how they're playing with the audience and how many people are marching in was really exciting. With acting, you're involved very intensely with the middle of the process, and then your job is over, and you never know what's going to happen in the cutting room, and you really don't know what's happening on the other side. I think my personality is better on this side of the camera. I like to know what's going on all the time.
I think producing movies is one of those professions most associated with the whole constellation of stress-related illnesses. What do you do to keep yourself calm in those instances when you know that that you're heading for going seriously over budget, or if you feel that the movie is temporarily in trouble?
I have developed stress-related problems since I became a producer. I didn't have those before. But you kind of just tell yourself, well, it's only a movie. And we've never been in the position yet, knock on whatever wood you knocked on, where we're going massively over budget. We try very, very hard to spend a lot of time in what they call pre-production, which is the planning of the movie, and trying to plan very well, because our budgets usually aren't that big and we don't have that kind of leeway of going wildly over budget.
That doesn't mean that you're not under stress once it's shooting, though, because I think Amy does too, have these terrible knots in our stomach from the first day of shooting to the last day of shooting. And it's, part of the producer's job, a major part of it, is to worry, is to plan, predict what terrible disasters could happen. And when you're in the middle of shooting, it's your worst fantasies are so vivid that you get these knots in your stomach, and you just worry a whole lot and just hope it's all going to work out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Film producers Griffin Dunn and Amy Robinson. Their new film, Running on Empty, is directed by Sidney Lumet. It opens in September. This is Fresh Air.